Good morning. It is 8:34. Coming up now on 8:35 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from the city of Caney. A little bit different date for you here because of the Labor Day holiday, kind of moving everything around. Andrea Sibley joins us. Good morning, ma'am. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going really well. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you in here, and I know that you guys had your meeting yesterday for the city. Again, you know, just shifted a little bit because of that holiday. Now we have just all the meetings falling on like one day,
yes.
Seems like.
Yes, when we have a holiday, it pushes from the Monday to the Tuesday, so instead of the first Monday of the month.
So. Yeah, so what happened here last night's meeting? I know we had some budget information. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what was the revenue neutral discussion, all that sort of thing.
Well, you know, the revenue neutral is basically to keep us at the same number of mills we were at last year. I think there might be a slight increase of 2 mills, but we were really, I feel like the council was really able to kind of keep it lean and mean, and we have internally worked really hard to re-engineer several different processes that had been performed the same way for several years, and we have found with technology use and different things that we're able to do those processes more efficiently, more effectively, and the great part is to really save taxpayer dollars. So we really had a small increase of 2 and maintained the we did have to increase by the 3 to maintain the same mill that we had last year to operate on the same budget. So it seemed to go really well. We had you know, a good turnout, which is always nice.
Sure. So, you know, that slight increase there. But, you know, the thing is that these municipalities like Caney, you're kind of looking at limited options when you do need to, you know, look at your money coming in.
Yes, we really are. And I think, you know, one big push that we're having in Caney is that, you know, we have such a great land bank, and between CDBG grant and our public works crew, we're trying to tear down the dilapidated homes, the condemned homes, and ensure that those lots are clear for developers to be able to build homes on, because ultimately that's going to decrease the taxation on the lower amount of citizens that we have. If we have more citizens, there's more people to carry the burden, which then theoretically lessens the burden. So, you know, we do have a long-term plan to address being an aging community. And, you know, I think it was a couple years ago, Caney was actually the only city in Montgomery County to see a small growth in its number of citizens. So we're hanging on to that hope, and we're really pushing hard to get more families in Caney. We have a great school, so that we spread the burden of the tax dollars. You know, taxes, nobody likes to pay taxes. So anything we can do to remediate that, we're definitely working towards.
Absolutely. And it seems like things have calmed down a little bit, and I understand kind of where we're at right now with the whole police department, Carl Hempel thing. It's really something you can't much discuss at this point, right?
I can't really discuss it. You know, if anybody has any questions, they can reach out, and then they will be, you know, pointed to the legal firm that, you know, we use to answer those questions.
Sure. So. No, I appreciate that. And turning to some more of those tear down projects, are those CDBG bids on those? Can you explain kind of what that looks like?
Yeah, it's actually a great thing. So CDBG comes in, and local business owners put bids on the different demolition or anything. If we're building a new porch for the house, if the grant's providing that, if they're putting new windows, if they're putting a new roof, if it's demolition to tear down the homes, They come to the bid meetings and they provide their bid, and then, you know, decisions are made based according to certain criteria, grading criteria, and that is a wonderful grant that we hope to pursue for 2027 too, because it has brought a significant amount of dollars of improvement in different ways to the city of Caney, for the citizens and their homes, and then of course in the demolition of dilapidated homes that can be torn down to get the old dangerous structure taken care of.
Sure.
So it's a wonderful program.
That is great, and it's something that every city around is dealing with. Mm-hmm. So this is nothing unique to Caney.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, it is absolutely not unique to Caney, but we are definitely, even though we are of smaller size than some of the other cities, we are putting as much effort as possible to ensure that that's addressed before it continues to get worse. And our most valuable asset is our land, right? I mean, it's what we have to pay the taxes on. If it sits vacant or if it sits bare, and you know you're not getting any value of it out of property, you're really doing yourself a major disservice.
Yes. So, and you know, the location is everything. You know, you think about where Caney is, 17 miles to Bartlesville, that's nothing.
And that's what we found out in our just asking questions about, you know, the small population number growth that we had. As everybody said, it's in between Independence and Bartlesville, and there's a great school. So we would love to live there, but the biggest problem we have is we have people call Caney all the time saying we want to move there. You know, what does the housing options look like? And sadly enough, there have been times that, you know, we've had to say check back, because there may not be anything that fits that family's needs. We've had several families say, you know, when we've had police officers interview, they absolutely were on board, wanted to work for Caney, great credentials, and they bring, you know, their spouse, and their spouse says, there's not a house in Caney that I can live in right now with three or four children and function. So let's look back again in a year. So we're trying to move as quickly as possible to address those needs.
We're speaking with Caney City Administrator Andrea Sibley. And Andrea, switching gears a little bit, I know last time you were on, we were talking about some water issues over there in Caney. And I know right now we started to implement some of those measures now that the water has stopped flowing there over the apron. Mm-hmm. So kind of bring us up to speed with what the current water situation is.
So actually right now the water's not flowing over the dam. Public Works actually took me out there, and Andy Long, our director of Public Works, and he explained to me and showed me, okay, so we're here right now. If it goes down another 2 feet, then we may have to, Mayor Elliott may or may not want to make the decision to restrict to a higher level of water usage. If it gets to the apron, of course, that becomes a different, difficult decision for the city to make in terms of, do we go ahead and start letting water out of the reservoir? It is my understanding from Mayor Elliott, it takes about 48 hours for the water to get to Caney from the reservoir. So, you know, that's not terrible. But the problem is water is such a valuable resource. So anytime you don't have to use your reserves, always better. So I think, like everyone else right now, we are just hoping for some rain.
And it's in the forecast. Let's just cross our fingers and then it won't be an issue.
Yes, so. I am so hopeful that we'll get some rain. I think it was in the forecast this weekend too, and I was hoping, and then we didn't. But today it's back again, and I believe Friday it might be back again.
Pretty much, kind of ramping up overnight through the weekend. And I joked that we had to have the 100-mile sail to bring the rain in.
Right.
I know that's going to be bringing a lot of folks through the Caney area.
Yeah, I think that's going to be wonderful. And the other thing I really want to focus on is we are having the kind of the bull riding competition where 4th and Live is in October. And next time I come, I can bring very specific dates. But that's going to be super cool. They actually have a whole arena they set up the same day. They have, you know, they've already locked in some really cool bullfighters that I believe are well known. And I think that's going to also bring in some good tax dollars in Caney. There's also an Oktoberfest coming up, so I will be happy to get you that information. But yeah, I think the 100 mile, it definitely brings in a lot of people. And of course, anytime you know, we do things like that, it supports our sales tax dollars increase, and that helps our citizens in Montgomery County as a whole. We actually had, I believe we had, you know, not a huge jump, but the largest in Montgomery County. If you look on the state website of tax sales tax dollars, I believe it was the first 5 months of the year. And so that's pretty exciting. So I think as long as we keep hosting events where families want to participate, and, you know, not just families, but people of all kind, hopefully we'll continue to see that become a pattern versus a one-time here and there growth.
Oh, that's great. Wrapping up our conversation on water, I know that we've got some water projects that are in the works. Can you tell us about those?
Yes. So, of course, we have our huge water project. It's actually the first regionalization project, I believe, that the state has had in about 15 or 16 years. So all eyes are on Caney for the water project. Our mayor spoke with Lieutenant Governor Toland last week to provide an update. We had another meeting yesterday to provide an update. And, you know, we have the actual pipeline from Coffeyville fully funded. That was a feat within itself. And that takes a lot of work for a town of 1,800 people to justify receiving millions of dollars. And so what we have going on now is next week we're actually having a meeting with different folks that definitely are stakeholders or representing stakeholders at the state level for this water project. We're going to nail down some very specific deliverables of what needs to be done and the dependencies of those deliverables. So in order for those to be on time, what needs to be done prior to that? A critical path in a project plan, it's called, to get shovel in the ground by the end of the year. Of course, I was hoping it would be the end of July. But if you ask anyone, my personality is not always a patient one. So what's going on next is that we... the engineering firm has submitted the next engineering overall analytical reports that KDHE needs to review and approve, and hopefully can get those out as quickly as possible. And so once that is completed, we can start putting bids out to get shovel in the ground. So, you know, over the next couple months, if businesses, individual business owners, you know, all different types can start to watch our website, you will see those bids come out, and we absolutely are going to have a lot of work that needs to be done between Coffeyville and Caney to get this done. It's a massive undertaking. I mean, we went through an environmental review where they did a shovel and a cultural review where all the tribes needed to sign off, all five. And then we did a shovel test that was literally the width of every shovel between Caney and Coffeyville to test the soil and several other things. So we've put in tons of work already. We've got tons of work ahead of us. But definitely, if people are interested in performing work and supporting that project, please be watching our website.
So if once this connection between Coffeyville and Caney is in place, is there like a percentage of the water that's going to be used by Caney? Or, you know, how will that work? Coffeyville is not supplying all of the water for Caney. Is that correct?
They are supplying 250,000 gallons a day.
Okay.
So we definitely plan on that being the primary source. resource for the city. Then we won't have to worry about if the dam is no longer going, mm-hmm. you know, flowing over. We definitely still have our water plant, and, you know, that is an amazing thing as well. And I will let, you know, as conversations proceed, I'll bring more updates in regards to that. But as of now, the 250,000 gallons a day to regionalize our water source will be the primary source of our water.
Okay, very good. And then, of course, you still have some backups. And two, you've got, you know, the water tower and mm-hmm. everything. It's not like you still have some storage capabilities.
Yes, and we actually have to put in a new water tower because our current water tower just... It's so old. It's such outdated infrastructure. So as part of this project, a new water tower will be going in. And then, of course, when we get it to Caney, you know, hopefully we can do some of this in conjunction. But the main thing is get the shovel in the ground for the big pipe. We're going to have to address the distribution. You know, the distribution is a problem because those old pipes they used lead smolder to help lay those pipes, you know, as part of like the soil. And that has to come out. When the EPA is done cleaning up all the yards in Caney, that should be, you know, make our soil healthy enough in order to pull out the old lead pipes and replace them with the new pipe throughout the entire distribution in town. And that will save a ton of money and water because we will not have these leaks. And of course, the concern our water is safe to drink right now. I think there is a misunderstanding that our water is not safe to drink. It's absolutely safe to drink, but it is just a matter of time where it wouldn't be, because every time we have these leaks, like many cities do, but the difference with Caney is that smolder can get into the distribution pipes within the town. And that's what will create a safety situation over time with the actual water. As of now, all of our water testing is great. We pass all of our tests, KDHE, KRWA. I mean, we test water every day. And we don't just test at the plant. We test throughout the city. We go around and take different, you know, run different lead tests and everything all over Caney on a regular basis. But, you know, to address the major number one problem is that we don't ever get to where we're about to run out of water again. We have the large, secondary or first source that we'll be getting from Coffeyville. The distribution will address the smolder and the lead mm-hmm. in the soil that's covering the pipes.
Yeah, because you had the smelters that operated for years, and then, mm-hmm. you know, eventually gets in the soil and that sort of thing.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
One of those things you got to deal with, but I mean, it's all about, and I think you're right on top of it, being proactive and saying, hey, mm-hmm. these are the decisions that we make now that are going to impact us 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the future.
Absolutely. Trying again, like we talked about last time, to preserve our infrastructure in the right way versus letting it dilapidate so bad that in, you know, 15 years, you can't drink the water, the pipes are breaking every day, you know, and then it becomes a dying city because you can't have businesses that can't depend on water to work, you're running out of water. So it really is and at the state level, all eyes are on Caney regarding this because it needs to be an absolute home run. It needs to be very successful so that we can set the stage for other cities in Kansas and frankly other places around the U.S. to have the opportunity to obtain funding to have success.
Well, and I just appreciate, just from my perspective, it's great to see, you know, cities in Montgomery County working together. You know, Coffeyville has extra capacity. Why don't we help out a neighbor down the road? So, you know, it all works out.
Coffeyville has been wonderful. We had a meeting there last week, Ben and his staff and his team, you know, we could not ask for just a wonderful, more wonderful professionalism and group of people to work with. So big kudos to them for seeing a neighbor in need and being willing.
Oh, it's really great. Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Andrea Sibley here, the city administrator for Caney. Andrea, anything else as we wrap up here today?
I think that's it. Just come out and garage sale around Caney and we'll send you the information for the other events, and I'll actually see you before then.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. So looking forward to all of that. And, yeah, get out there, enjoy those flea markets. Garage sales are going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And stop by those local businesses and support them, too. It's going to be a great time.
Great. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Andrea Sibley here on the Mighty 690. And with that, we do have Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes after our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. It's coming up. We have 81 degrees right now as we approach 9 o'clock and news time here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.